The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Happy whatever day it is, Tuesday. You know, it feels like Wednesday, which means it could be a long week for us, folks. I don't want to, well, unnecessarily alarm you. Anyway, good to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. We have a terrific show. As far as I know, none of the other major talk radio hosts are attacking us today, so that's a good thing. That's a big win for the program, and we've got a lot going on. We want to welcome our great new affiliates in Dallas, Texas, also Phoenix, Arizona, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa today. And Grace Baker, we are going to we're going to do something today. If we have callers from Phoenix, Cedar Rapids, or Dallas, Texas, we're going to hook them up with a signed copy, an autographed copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl.
Well, that sounds like a good way to spend a Tuesday.
And you know, I got to thinking about this. You know, I figured out why some of the other talk radio hosts that occupy this time slot, why they are so irritated with me.
I think I have an idea, but you go ahead.
Well, it's because, and I thought about this last night. I just turned everything off, sat down in my home, and I sat in my leather chair and put on a little bit of jazz. And
Baptist
I was contemplative. I did have a Baptist martini. It was a double. Not on the rocks. And as I was sipping my Baptist martini, I realized, you know why? Because we have the best talk radio audience in America.
Oh, yeah. They're just jealous.
They don't. But we do. And I thought about this. I don't recall seeing any photographs of the other host in this time slot, occupying this time slot, being presented a giant plate of hot buttermilk biscuits and a slab of butter.
No, me neither.
I felt the love and the cholesterol.
Oh, yes.
And yes, it was probably going to kill me, but you know what? I felt the love.
That's okay.
So, anyway, all that to say, it's an honor to be with you, and we have some significant breaking news that just happened, and this is coming from our news guy, Ben Dieter. This just in, Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. We're going to try to get some audio of this to you. This literally just happened, ladies and gentlemen. So we will get the breaking news audio for you momentarily. But Governor Andrew Cuomo, the man who, quite frankly, allegedly harassed every human being in New York State, has now resigned. This is a huge, huge story. We're going to be getting this up on the website, and we'll be providing you details in just a matter of moments. But again, the breaking news out of New York is that Andrew Cuomo has now resigned. He is facing what could be criminal charges. By the way, he's not leaving immediately. The governor says that that he will be leaving office in 14 days. So 14 days. My question is, what about Fredo? Is Fredo going to be resigning as well? Maybe they could be in the unemployment line together. But unfortunately, as it always is with the lesser brother, if they go alphabetically, Chris Fredo is going to be last. You know, you got Andrew, then Chris. So it's very sad. You know, they were always fighting over their, when they weren't, you know, holding giant Q-tips on national television, they were fighting over their mother's love. Very disturbing. So there you go. Breaking news. Chris, or Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, stepping down from office. only to be replaced by another leftist. And by the way, I don't know what it is with these New York governors. One of them had to resign. What, Elliot Spitzer got caught with the hookers. He had to resign. Then was it Livingston? David Livingston, I believe, was the guy after him. He had to leave because he got caught in a sex scandal. And now Cuomo. So got a bunch of horn dogs up there in the Democrat Party. Unbelievable. By the way, I've got to put, you know, we were going to save this for later, but Stephen Colbert was had an opportunity to address the Cuomo scandal last night. I'm not a big Colbert fan, but this is pretty darn funny. Let's take a listen to this. Cut number three, please.
It's not just the plague that keeps getting worse. It's also New York governor and guy hearing. That's called an Insta-poll we just did right there. New York governor and guy hearing the news about Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo. But he may not be governor much longer, given the report that just dropped from New York Attorney General, which found that Cuomo sexually harassed multiple current and former staffers, as well as women who did not work for his administration. So he harassed only two types of women. Those who work for him and those who do not. The report confirms accusations made by 11 women against Cuomo and includes disturbing details like he allegedly ran two fingers across the chest of an energy company employee, at the rear of an unnamed employee, and asked an aide if she had piercings anywhere other than her ears.
Oh,
interesting question, Governor. Follow up. Do you have piercings anywhere other than your nipples?
Hello.
The joke's based on a true story. The day the report dropped, the governor responded in a lengthy pre-recorded video that maybe didn't address all the accusations.
The New York Times published a front page picture of me touching a woman's face at a wedding and then kissing her on the cheek. That is not front page news. I've been making the same gesture in public all my life. I actually learned it from my mother and from my father. It is meant to convey warmth, nothing more. Indeed, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of photos of me using the exact same gesture. I do it with everyone, black and white, young and old, straight and LGBTQ, powerful people, friends, strangers, people who I meet on the street.
I'm not a harasser because I do it to everyone. No one's safe. Black, white, straight, gay, consenting, non-consenting. Those who see it coming, those that are surprised, sleeping people, people who are awake but wishing this was all a bad dream. I learned it from my folks. It's a family recipe. Also, kissing people on the cheek is not what he's being accused of. That's like Jeffrey Dahmer apologizing for not having a permit to grill. Now, in the light of the report, many Democrats have called for Cuomo to resign, including President Joe Biden. You hear that? Joe Biden knows you don't touch women like that. You smell their hair and get back to work.
All right. Wow. That is true, though. There you go, folks. So, again, the breaking news, and we will hope to have this audio for you eventually. We're going to take a break here, regroup. The breaking news, just moments ago, Governor Andrew Cuomo from New York announced he is resigning after being accused of sexually harassing at least 11 women. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is from overseas. It's unbelievable. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak or chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled across America. They've met with the farmers who raise the livestock to ensure the product they're sending to your table is the very best. Steaks are always USDA Choice and Prime, and their chicken is 100% natural. No antibiotics or hormones. It's better than organic. Plus, all the products are individually wrapped, eliminating waste. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. And if you do, you get 20% off with each purchase. So stop playing the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from and support American farmers. Go to goodranchers.com/Todd or use the promo code Todd to get $20 off plus free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd or promo code Todd.
But when I took my oath as governor, then it changed. I became a fighter, but I became a fighter for you. And it is your best interest that I must serve. This situation, by its current trajectory, will generate months of political and legal controversy. That is what is going to happen. That is how the political wind is blowing. It will consume government. It will cost taxpayers millions of dollars. It will brutalize people. The State Assembly yesterday outlined weeks of process that will then lead to months of litigation. Time and money that government should spend managing COVID, guarding against the Delta variant, reopening upstate, fighting gun violence, and saving New York City, all that time would be wasted. This is one of the most challenging times for government in a generation.
And women.
Government really needs to function today. Government needs to perform. It is a matter of life and death.
Oh, geez,
government
come on,
operations.
Get on with it.
And wasting energy on distractions is the last thing that state government should be doing. And I cannot be the cause of that. New York tough means New York loving. And I love
my
New
God.
York.
What?
And I love you.
Oh.
And everything I have ever done has been motivated by that love. And I would never want to be unhelpful in any way.
Clearly.
And I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do. Because I work for you. And doing the right thing is doing the right thing for you. Because as we say, it's not about me, it's about we. Kathy Hochul, my lieutenant governor, is smart and competent. This transition must be seamless. We have a lot going on. I'm very worried about the Delta variant, and so should you be. But she can come up to speed quickly. And my resignation will be effective in 14 days.
There you go. So good luck. Wow. That was a little creepy. All I can, and that was it, by the way. That is the resignation speech of Andrew Cuomo. By the way, the next stop ought to be central booking. That's what needs to happen here. I mean, Grace Baker, if you're a woman in New York State and you've got that guy in the executive chamber.
Gosh. I don't want to imagine that.
Well, you need the bear spray.
Ooh.
You know, he's real handsy, that one.
Well, you know, I have no chew spray for Merlot, my dog, so she doesn't chew on stuff. I think I'd just spray that at him.
You know what? I'd sick the dog on him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Hug this, Andrew.
Well, remember, didn't he have a dog? Or there was a video of him and a dog. It was very creepy.
Well, the dog was like, yeah, forget this.
Yeah.
Well, this guy.
Get away from this guy.
That's right. Golly. Hands off, pal.
Yeah.
Woof, woof. Jeez, the loo.
Woof.
All right. So the question now is, when's Chris Cuomo, when's he going to get the heave-ho? And you know that's going to happen. So anyway, all right. Well, that sort of blew up the beginning of the program. So we're going to start over again. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It is an honor to have you with us today. I got to ask you a question. We've been following these mask mandates. These things are completely out of control. And all I can tell you is this. If you do not take a stand and if you do not defy these mask orders, then we're going to lose the country. We are going to lose the country. It is that simple. So you can make a decision. Thank goodness, at least here in Memphis, Tennessee, we are starting to see parents rise up. And yesterday, there were multiple protests, a big turnout at the county commission meeting. And by the way, now the angle is they're accusing all of you people who do not want to wear a mask of being racist. That's the language being used at the Shelby County, Tennessee commission meeting, a commissioner by the name of Tammy Sawyer. Now, for the sake of this conversation, you need to know that this woman is black and she is a racist. She is, I mean, there's really no way around it. She really despises white people. And some of the things she has written on social media, it was appalling. I was watching yesterday as all of these moms and dads, and primarily moms, were getting up and they were telling the commission how dangerous it was for their kids to be wearing these face masks, these face diapers, 24/7. Now, here's the problem. I don't know what the weather's like in Portland, Maine right now in Ray Richardson country. I'm sure it's a lovely, 80, 85 degrees. You got the nice sea breeze going. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, it's 90-something degrees. It feels like it's 108 degrees outside, and it's about 70% humidity. You could literally go outside. I saw Grace Baker do this yesterday. She was eating air with her spoon. It's that thick out there.
I have to go, turn on my car, and it's so hot in there, I can't breathe, so I have to leave the door open, back inside, and wait.
So my, 12-hour deodorant I use, it lasts two hours in this weather. It's just horrible.
That's why I've been seeing deodorant lying around.
But the school board is requiring these kids to be out in that weather. You know, it's football, high school football about to kick off, and these kids are having to be outside in this just exhausting heat. And they have to wear the face mask. And so these moms are explaining this. Some of them became emotional. And Tammy Sawyer, the commissioner, was mocking the moms. We're talking about an elected official mocking mothers for getting emotional. This woman, Tammy Sawyer, then caused this group called the Conservative Women of Collierville, the Confederate Women of Collierville, and called the women racist. And it's just the way this black commissioner treated this predominantly white crowd of citizens was appalling. And I wrote about this on Twitter, and it caused a bit of a stink, but it's true. If Tammy Sawyer, the commissioner in Memphis, Tennessee, had been a white commissioner speaking that way to black citizens, all hell would break loose. You would literally have massive protest. Don Lemon would be broadcasting from Beale Street. But apparently, this is okay. This is permissible. So I want you to know this is another angle they're taking. And then there's a woman named Beth Moore. And I know we have a lot of church-going women out there who know, and they know who Beth Moore is. She is one of these female lady preachers. She's an evangelist. And she's out there, and she has a massive following. I mean, millions of women follow everything that Beth Moore says. So Beth Moore came out today, and she's lecturing all of you Christian people out there. And you got to hear this. I'm reading this from Beth Moore's Twitter page. She's very angry with all of you unmasked people. And here's what she has to say. And she needs to really self-edit. I mean, she really does. But she's going after all of you people, and she's especially saying, stare in the face what some of you are saying. My rights are more important than your life. Sorry, not sorry. And then she says, if you're not going to get vaccinated, for the love of God, put on a mask in public places with vulnerable people. Go ahead and unfollow me. I don't care. Follow Jesus. All right, that's Beth Moore, a major evangelical leader, now attacking all of you Christians and telling you to put on a face mask. Are you going to do what Beth Moore says? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We got a great show coming up, folks. We'll be right back.
I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible. And best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100. But thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, I was just thinking about this. Maybe, just maybe, one of the things we could do down at the southern border where you've got a massive invasion underway, maybe we could just put posters of Andrew Cuomo, or just run those videos admitting that he sexually harasses every woman and every man and possibly every canine that he comes into contact with. I mean, you would probably see all the illegals turn en masse and head back to Guatemala and part south. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We do have some other big news. Congressman Andy Biggs, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, filing impeachment charges against the Homeland Security chief. Congressman, good to have you with us on this Breaking News Tuesday.
Yeah, good to be with you, Todd. Thanks.
So I want to jump into what's happening here with at the border. You've got a big problem with the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas. What is your chief concern here, Congressman?
Well, the chief concern is that we are being invaded. In my opinion, we have an Article 4, Section 4 constitutional invasion going on that the federal government's not helping us with. But all of these are because of the policies that he has put in place. So you have people coming over and transmitting COVID throughout our society. Yes, over 7,000 people in McAllen, Texas alone that had COVID. You have 19,000 unaccompanied children come in our country last month illegally, and that's because of the Mayorkas policy. And so we're getting inundated, whether it's from drugs, human trafficking, sex trafficking, other smuggling going on. And it's all because Secretary Mayorkas, is not doing his job. Right on down to telling ICE attorneys, no, we're not going to be prosecuting this stuff. Telling ICE agents, we're not going to enforce anymore. These types of things that are going on, and he's telling the American people the border's closed. He's not telling them the truth.
I mean, we're looking at, and this is according to the Associated Press, Congressman, in July, we're looking at 210,000 illegals that were apprehended. And it frustrates me that Fox News calls them migrants. They're not migrants. They're illegal aliens. We're talking about massive city-sized populations that are coming across our border. I don't know how I don't even know how they can handle 10,000 people coming across, much more 210,000.
Well, that's right. And you know what? That was a record of apprehensions, but it beat the previous month's record was June. The previous month was May. The previous month was April. So we've had like four or five consecutive months of increasing record of apprehensions. And Todd, we're not even talking about the known gotaways, which is probably around 30,000 a month. And we're not even talking about unknown gotaways. I mean, people, we have no idea how many are getting in. Some people say that's probably about 50 or 60,000 a month. So you probably had around 300,000 people try to enter our country in July illegally. And they're illegal aliens. That's the term of art. And the reality is, Mayorkas doesn't, again, he's let people in that have communicable diseases. They've let people who are murderers and rapists and sex abusers released into our society.
You know that. So you know that, yeah. We've got that documented, that he's letting in murderers and rapists?
Oh, yes. Yes. Absolutely.
I'm wondering here, and because, again, this is a pretty important position. This is about protecting the security of the country and the sovereignty of the nation. What you're telling me is that he's not doing his job, and he's putting all of us in grave danger.
No, that's exactly right. That's the point, is that, and I've been saying this for months, we are, as a country, are less safe and less secure since Mayorkas became the secretary, the head of Homeland Security, and started imposing his policies. I mean, he's telling ICE not to enforce the law. He's taking away local authority that is given to a local police agency to make arrests and help ICE enforce the law. He's taking that away. That's all of this is being done because they want an open border. This is done by design. This is an accident, this is not an accident, which is why I say he needs to be removed.
I'm curious about the vice president. I mean, this was her job. She was assigned that job by President Biden, and clearly she has not done her job either.
Well, no. But none of us ever thought she would, right? I mean, she's not a serious person. She doesn't do serious things. So she was not going to face the brunt of this. She didn't go down for months, right? And the reason she didn't go down is she didn't want a photo op showing how bad it is. So when she does go down, she goes to the safest part of the border, which is El Paso. She doesn't go down to Rio Grande Valley. She doesn't go down to the Tucson sector. She doesn't go down to over to El Centro and look at those places that are just being overrun. And whether it's drug trafficking or human trafficking, she's just unaware and basically doesn't care, truly doesn't care.
All right. Well, look, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate the great work you're doing, and we appreciate you holding Homeland Security accountable. They've got to be, and let's hope that some of your colleagues on the other side of the aisle will step forward and do the right thing and protect American sovereignty. Congressman, thank you again.
Thanks, Todd. Good to be with you.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs, he is chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, a congressman from Arizona, and it is a disturbing thing that is happening on our border. And we look at what this administration is doing, telling law-abiding American citizens that they have to mask up, telling law-abiding American citizens they have to show their papers to sit down and eat at a restaurant in New York City, telling law-abiding Americans that they've got to send their children to public schools wearing a face burqa. And yet illegal aliens are allowed to come across that border infected with the China virus. They're being relocated into cities around this country, and that is okay, according to the Biden administration. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I want to go right to the phones. Memphis, Tennessee, Tracy, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Tracy, what's on your mind?
Hi. You know what? I heard you making comments about Tammy Sawyer and Cuomo. Regarding Tammy Sawyer, I agree with you 100%. She's very hateful, and she appears to be somewhat racist. So I agree with you on that. She really doesn't need to be an off. Cuomo, on the contrary, I feel, should not have resigned because, one, he did not knock these women down, break into their house. He did not call them to him, I'm sure. They interacted with him. What is a man to do? They interacted with him.
So you think that Cuomo may be the victim here, Tracy?
To a certain point, yeah. I mean, because this is word of mouth. These women are just saying this. We don't know exactly what happened. There's one picture where the woman was actually hugged on the man. Women, keep your distances. Just keep your distance. I just don't, it's not fair. It's not fair to take these extreme actions over what somebody said.
Now, Tracy, I am fascinated to hear your take on this. Let me explain what I think is going on here. I see where you're coming from. Andrew Cuomo is a horrible man. People hate this guy. He treats people horribly. There is no love when it comes to Andrew Cuomo, except the love he apparently gives to others. But that being said, there are some people out there, including Tucker Carlson, Greg Kelly over at Newsmax, and they're buying your argument here that the women actually, that this is not as bad as they say it is, and that they're just using this to get Cuomo out of office. What they ought to be doing, he should have been thrown out of the office for killing all the old people. But they're not going to do that, but they're getting him on this, which they think is really not that big of a deal, because this is, as he illustrated, this is how he behaves normally. Is that what you're saying here?
I don't know him. I don't know him personally. I'm just speaking in general, okay? And I know that women can be somewhat vindictive when they have been violated emotionally, when they've been hurt. And I'm just saying, I don't know. I didn't see it. You didn't see it. Nobody saw it, okay? And like I said, the woman that's on the picture with him, that's hugging him, come on.
All right.
I would not do that.
All right.
I don't understand it. So they need to get off of him, really.
Tracy, I'm curious to know what our listeners think about your take here. And again, this is not, you're not the only person who feels this way who happens to be a conservative. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines on this. Tracy, God bless you, and thanks for listening to our flagship station, KWAM. All right, folks, Tracy says that she doesn't blame Cuomo here. She believes the women put themselves in a position to be harassed. What say you? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, we've got all sorts of calls coming. Hang tight, guys. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, our good friend Mike Lindell is starting this week to release all the intel he's gotten on what happened with the 2020 presidential election, the steal, and how the Democrats did it. And he says he's got the evidence, and we're going to be seeing that evidence. That's what he's telling us this week. And so we're going to pay very close attention to that. Mike is a very dear friend of this program from day one. He has been a supporter. He's been on the show a number of times, and he always likes to help our listeners out. Of course, the holiday season coming up, many of you are starting to figure out, okay, what do I need to get my loved ones? May I recommend some great MyPillow products, especially the new towels that Mike has created? All made with USA cotton. They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You will love these towels. Normally $109, but Mike's got a great deal for our listeners all this month. $39.99, you're going to get a six-piece towel set. $39.99. Just unbelievable, these towels. They make an incredible Christmas gift. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you're going to get deep discounts on all of Mike's products, including the towels. So if you want some great deals, great birthday or Christmas presents, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506, but you got to use my last name to get those discounts, STARNS. All right, let's get to the phones. Jefferson, Georgia. Cheryl's listening to us on WDUN, and she wants to respond to Tracy. All right, Cheryl, what do you want to say?
Okay, I call the BS meter. That's ridiculous. What a short memory we all have. We have one woman who accused Kavanaugh, and he almost had his career ruined.
In high school, Cheryl.
In high school, exactly. Thank you very much for reminding me of that. And here we've got 11 women who have sworn under oath and have done an investigation from the attorney general, and now she's saying, oh, now these women are being a little suggestive. That's ridiculous. I mean, I'm just so tired of the hypocrisy. It just is nauseating.
Cheryl, I get worked up. Look, I'm with you. I think some of the allegations that have made are absolutely horrific. Whether or not they rise to the level of criminal activity or just boorish behavior, I don't know. They'll figure that out. But it seems to me that they were just looking for a way to get him out of office. And because, honestly, they took a pass on Cuomo literally killing elderly people. So maybe that's what Tracy was referring to. I don't know. But I'm with you. I think the guy was a sleazeball.
He is a sleazeball. It's obvious. I mean, he's a narcissist. And, you know, I was listening to his resignation speech and I was laughing. It's a joke. Now that he's all for the people, and as he locks down New York and puts in these, you know, extreme measures, it's just really, really, really sad.
Grace is nodding her head with you, Cheryl.
She's speaking the truth. This guy is a creep.
He is a creep. You can tell.
I mean, 11 women.
And he doesn't. Yes. Yes.
Here's my problem. Yes, Grace, you're what? You're in your 20s.
Yes, early 20s.
Early 20s. So this guy is like, what, 60? He's in his early 60s, and he is, I mean, that is predatory behavior.
Exactly.
Because he was going after young girls.
Yes. Very creepy.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And there's plenty of evidence.
You know, Todd, there is plenty of evidence. I mean, I used to work for a major Fortune 500 company. I was the only female in sales. And yes, I mean, the guys want to be friendly, but you can, there's a fine line, but I mean, because I gave somebody a hug, now I'm the predator. I mean, I just the dynamics between the comparison between Kavanaugh and this isn't even remotely close. Not even remotely. And you know what? If he harassed these women and he killed the women in the nursing home, whatever it takes to get him out of office, because he's guilty of both.
It is a great point. Cheryl, thank you for listening to us. I want you to give us a call back. I like Cheryl. She's feisty. She's got a great opinion. And I guarantee you, most people feel the same way about Andrew Cuomo. Real quick, let's go to Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP. What a great crowd we had down at our book signing there. Dan on the line. All right, Dan, what's going on?
Well, I'm trying to get off this Cuomo thing, but I'm more interested in this stuff going on at the border and these people being shipped all over the country.
With the China virus, Dan. They got the China virus.
Well, that's true. I called my local representative, Jake Johnson, in the state. He handles Henderson County, part of it, and asked him how many people are in Henderson County being transferred here.
And what did they tell you, Dan?
They can't get any information from our Governor Cooper. They did call me back, not Jake himself, but one of his gals on the phone, and referred me to my federal representative, which is Madison Cawthorn. Haven't heard from him back either. They have my name and number. All they have to do is pick up the phone.
You know, Dan, that just aggravates me when our elected leaders and their staff do not return our calls. I mean, these are important matters. And again, we're in the middle of a pandemic, right? They're wanting to shut down the country. And yet in the same breath, Dan, they are telling all of us that we have to allow all of these illegal aliens to come into our country without being tested, without being treated, without wearing a face mask, without socially distancing themselves. It makes absolutely no sense. So one of two things is happening. Either there really is a pandemic and they're wanting to infect the rest of the country with these illegal aliens, or it's really not that bad after all. And we've got to figure all that out. Dan, appreciate the call. Folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. It is a breaking news Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. We've got a lot going on. Of course, the breaking news that happened right as we went on the air in the last hour, Andrew Cuomo, the scandal-plagued governor of New York State, has announced his resignation, which means every man, woman, and child in New York State and K-9, every gay person, every straight person can rest well, knowing that they will not be manhandled by the governor. Wow, what a mess. We played some audio from the governor in the last bit. The White House, by the way, announcing that they are, quote, they, and this is Jen Psaki just a few moments ago, says, our view is that this is a story about these courageous women who came forward, told their stories, shared their stories. What a load of hooey. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have our good friend from Newsmax, America's number one conservative network, at least here on this program, our good friend Sean Spicer, the host of Spicer & Company. Sean, wow, what a day.
Hey, Todd, good to be with you again. I mean, honestly, I had been asking this question for a while. Will he resign? Will he be impeached, or will he, you know, go out swinging as long as possible? And I was convinced it was the latter. I really didn't think after that video statement he made last week that he was going to go anywhere. But it's pretty obvious that he did the math. He recognized that the numbers weren't not only there, but weren't ever going to be there. And, you know, look, I think the interesting thing, and maybe I'm always looking for weird things in here, but in his resignation, he said, I'm going to resign in 14 days. You know, most people at this stage would say, I'm going to step down immediately at 5 o'clock today. He bought himself 2 weeks. And I think that was sort of the consolation prize for doing it on his own terms. Is I get 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was sort of weird. And again, he still faces the prospect of possible criminal charges, but I suspect they've probably worked out a deal privately so that he's not going to have to face any charges related to this.
Oh, I don't know. I don't agree with that. I think.
He's going to face the music.
No. Let me be clear. I think you may be right, but I don't think that any one of these Democrats or any of the attorneys general, whether it's the local DA or the whatever, are would be even want that a hint of a deal like that. Floating around that they were willing to make a deal, because I think when it comes to this number of women that have made the accusations that they have made, the seriousness and the serious nature of their accusations, I think that they might say, hey, look, you know, we'll think about something. But there's no way that any elected or appointed official at this point would be willing to make a deal like that. I had two lawmakers on the show yesterday, as a matter of fact, state assembly members of the Judiciary Committee, and I asked them the question, if he resigns, will you still go forward? And they basically said, you know, that that would be the plan, that this just doesn't go away. So I think there's a couple things. Will he be impeached? You know, ultimately kind of the way they did to President Trump. I don't know. We're going to have two more on tonight. We'll ask him that question. But the second question to your point is there a criminal piece to this? And I think that that's yet to be seen.
Yeah, you know, it's strange. We had a lady call in, and she sort of bought the line that, you know, I've heard a couple of other folks in the national media saying that, you know, this really isn't as bad as they're alleging it is, that this is sort of normal behavior, and everybody's known about this for years. I disagree with that, but there are some people out there who think they're just trying to get him out, and this is the best way to do it.
Well, I mean, look, I think politically speaking, it just became untenable. There's a point at which it's like, you know, that even the most loyal mentee or protege has to say, read the writing on the wall and say, I can't be with you anymore. I mean, what you've done is gone beyond a mere accusation,
yeah,
or, you know, an allegation, because it's just when you start getting past, you know, when you get to a baker's dozen of accusers, it's just not politically tenable. So I think that they realize that, you know, and the thing is, I brought this up, Todd, the last 2 days on the show. I'm going to bring it up again today with some of our guests, you know, some pollsters. Is this politically, and I know, look, they're separate, but I can't help talk politics, right? So I get the criminal nature of this. I get the seriousness of the charges, but now we always have to talk about the politics. But by having the lieutenant governor step in, is this politically hurtful to the Republicans' chances of capturing back the governor's mansion? I think it unequivocally is, because an unknown Democrat, I think, you know, an untarnished, unknown Democrat beats a Republican in New York, you know, unless there's extenuating circumstances, and there's not going to be. So I just think that as much as we wanted Cuomo gone, it was the question of, do you want to impeach him and pretty much guarantee a Democrat, you know, stays in office, or do you want to beat him and put a Republican in?
Yeah, I mean, it's scandal plagued. I mean, going all the way back to Spitzer, then you had David Patterson. I mean, the Democrats, right. What a mess there in New York State. Jeez, Alou.
I get it. You think about it, the last decent governor was Pataki, who was a Republican. He didn't, you know, he walked out with his head high. But it's funny. I look at, it's not just, it's even the big cities, right? All of these big cities that are run by Democrats, that are, crime is on the rise, unemployment to disaster. The cities are, you know, in many cases just full of homeless folks. You know, that they're building up trash, and yet people keep reelecting folks on the left to run them. I wonder if New Yorkers will get the message and say, maybe it's a chance that we give, you know, whether it's Lee Zeldin or Andrew Giuliani, a chance.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, we've had Giuliani on the show a number of times. I like the guy, and you can, I don't know if you've noticed this, but in his interviews, I mean, he's a young guy, but he's getting a lot better in getting his message out, honing that message, and I think the guy's got some political chops.
Well, sure. I mean, he grew up in a pretty iconic political family.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and we remember, what was it, 7 or 8 year old Andrew, you know, on inauguration day. He's definitely, you know, I worked with him in the White House. He's definitely grown in tremendous ways. And obviously, and I'm friends with Lee Zeldin as well. I think both of those gentlemen would do a tremendous job.
Oh, Zeldin's great. Yeah.
So they're both great. And so I hope that New Yorkers, stop and say, okay, yes, Cuomo's gone, but how do we maybe move in a different direction?
Yeah, I think that is a great question. Sean, real quick, what's coming up on the show tonight?
Well, as I said, I mean, we just had to rejigger the whole thing, but we were ready to go full infrastructure. Tonight, you know, we obviously have to deal with this. So we do have Andrew Giuliani on the show tonight. That's going to be huge. We've got Nicole Malliotakis, who served in the state assembly. She's going to be there. And then we're going to talk to Senator Mike Braun of Indiana about this infrastructure bill and whether Republicans are falling for a trap here by voting for something, adding to the debt and not getting much in return, especially politically. But it's going to be a jam-packed show tonight.
By the way, go ahead.
Real quick, Todd. I will say, before I go, just real quick, because I want to make sure I mention this, that I just announced a new book that President Trump has come out and endorsed called Radical Nation, that's available now for pre-order if people want to go and get this. But this is going to be the first comprehensive look at the Biden administration. And so I you know, I'm hoping that your audience and your listeners go out there and order Radical Nation right now, because this is the first time. And we once Biden was sworn in, the publishers contacted me and we said, we want to give you the first shot out the gate to really look at him, his administration, the people around him, the policies. And I got to be honest, we had a great team working on this with me. And I hope, you know, so anyway.
We will get you back when the book comes out. We will get that out there. Congratulations on that, Sean. We'll post a link to that in our live show blog. Sean Spicer, ladies and gentlemen, Newsmax TV. Be sure to watch Spicer and Company later tonight. Sean, thank you. God bless.
You bet, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Good guy right there. And a new book. Everybody's coming out with books. This is an exciting time here. But as you heard Sean say, this is the first in-depth look at the Biden administration. And he certainly... he is certainly the one to do that. So, look, I got to ask you guys a question. We've got a video, a bizarre video. Now, Grace Baker, I know you are a woman of the world. You're.
What does that mean?
Well, that means you know you
I'm
know
plugged in.
You're plugged in.
Okay,
thank
that's
you.
Much better. The other way sounds like I'm like, I don't know. Sounds
no. Icky. You're in the know.
Okay, I'm in the know. Sure.
So you know about this TikTok stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm all in there.
All right.
I'm not gonna lie.
So first of all, so now this cracks me up here. So most of the country is still not getting the China virus vaccine.
No.
And now the White House has enlisted the aid of TikTok stars to get their message across. So Jen Psaki was just asked about this. Let's take a listen.
Today, Dr. Fauci is doing 5 Q&A conversations on Instagram and TikTok with millennial mom influencers and Gen Z influencers. Throughout the month of August, Dr. Fauci will do weekly conversations and questions with notable influencers that aim to reach specific audiences we are looking to boost vaccination rates with.
So what she's referring to is a video that is making the rounds. And Grace, this TikTok star, are you familiar with this guy?
I have no idea who this guy is, Todd. No clue.
So, and he is a guy. He identifies as a dude. Is that right?
He sure looks like a dude.
Okay. So his name is Benny Drama.
That's his stage name, yes.
Oh, that's okay. That makes sense. So his name is Benny Drama, and he was invited to come into the White House and do this bizarre video. And so the guy's wearing a dress. Is that right? He's wearing a dress.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. And he's also wearing, like, these fingernails. He's dressed like a woman. It's almost as if he is in drag, but he's really not.
It's like in between.
And I just don't understand it. So anyway, the guy is acting a fool all over the White House, and so he's playing this character called Cooper, the Gen Z intern, and he's flashing his long nails. This thing has been viewed over 2 million times, and he says, "Hi, my name is Cooper, and this is the day of my life as a White House intern." So this was actually filmed in the White House. The White House, ladies and gentlemen, was desecrated by this guy. I want you to take a look. We've got the video, which you need to see. But we're going to play the audio for you. Let's take a listen.
One sec. Democracy's calling. See you, Daddy. Bye.
Hi, my name is Cooper, and this is a day in my life as a White House intern.
We did a joke. Hey, everyone. Vote.
Usually I start off with a big coffee.
Sorry, they're like really strict in here. Hey, Jenny, I booked you a nail appointment, love.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to do that.
It's called initiative.
Hi, White House, this is Cooper. I don't think so. No, doesn't matter.
This is actually the entrance to the West Wing. This is so fun, and it's really prestigious.
Hey, POTUS.
Is Olivia Rodrigo still here?
No. We've come a long way in our fight against this virus. We've vaccinated 160 million Americans. Are you getting this all down?
Don't worry, Queen. All right here.
Cooper.
Sorry, Miss Jen. Jen, don't forget to have fun. Spirit fingers, Mama.
We need to get shots in the arms of every single American.
I'm heading to a haircut.
Comment if you want me to make more of these.
Cooper. Oh, President Biden.
Don Trump Jr. spoke for many Americans when he said, "Next, they're going to waterboard you till you get vaccinated, though there's no way that would be worse than watching this." So my question is this where we are in America right now? Ladies especially, I want to ask the ladies of America this question. Is this what you view a man to be? A man who prances around the White House in a dress wearing fake fingernails and flaunting about? I mean, is that, I mean, when you think of what it is to be a man in America, is that the image? I mean, this is basically Hillary Clinton's pajama boy snowflake. I mean, that's what this is here. So look, we're going to take your thoughts on this. I think this says a lot about what the Biden administration thinks about men in America. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in on a variety of stories today. Let's start with the great state of Mississippi down on the Gulf Coast. Daphne, listening to us on WPMO. Daphne, what's on your mind today?
I was asking you that people who can't access Mike Lindell's symposium that's only on today through Thursday, they can go to frankspeech.com.
Yes, they also can. Yes, Daphne, yeah. they can do that. Also, our good friend Jim Hoft over at the Gateway Pundit is offering a live stream as well. And that cyber symposium underway in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yes. Also, I was thinking it would be real encouragement if you could tell people to call Portman and Cassidy on this infrastructure bill and ask them if they read the whole thing.
Daphne, you and I both...
We don't need their Green New Deals and higher taxes.
Daphne, you and I both know they haven't read that. Nobody read that thing. It's over 2,000 pages.
Well, that's true, but they could read the spots that that are going to give us nothing but trouble.
Daphne, were you surprised by Cassidy? A lot of people said they were, but this guy always sort of smelled like a rhino to me.
I think they begin to smell early, and then the longer that they're around, it gets rotten.
You know what, Daphne? I think you're right about that, and that's why we have to keep an eye on all of our lawmakers. I know you've got some senators in Mississippi who are, you never know which way they're going to go. So,
I've got them on speed dialing, so I let them know.
Is that right? Good
yes,
for you.
I do.
Hey, Daphne, we are coming down to Pascagoula. We're going to be doing a big book signing this fall, so we'll tell you all about it. But our good friends at WPMO are going to be helping us out with that and would love to meet you in person.
Sounds good. Hallelujah.
All right. Amen. All right, Daphne, thanks for calling in. Great lady right there, folks. Let's go to Cleveland, Georgia. Mike, listening to us on WDUN, wants to weigh in on Cuomo.
All right. I got a good catchphrase for you, Todd. No mo Cuomo.
No. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you do that snickering old lady way too well.
Oh, Beth Moore?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, we use that little snickering thing, the old lady thing with it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
We use that way too well, man. Oh, that gives me the creeps. Listen, I think that this trying to get rid of Cuomo is much deeper than political. I believe that some folks that are really angry about what happened to their parents and grandparents in nursing homes, I think that's what's driving this prosecutor. Of course, that'll never come out. But,
could be.
You know, that's much thicker, it's much thicker than a political allegiance.
Just remember, it's the allegation is harassment, not assault, and there is a big difference there. So, you know, I think somebody had it out for him. That's what I think is going on. Somebody wanted him out. They didn't want to go down the nursing home route, so they took this route. So that's what I think. No mo Cuomo. That's what Mike says. All right, Mike. UWDUN, folks. Clever bunch out there. Clever bunch. All right, folks. Got to take a break here. A couple of lines open. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. You know, now more than ever, it is so vitally important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Folks, you got to do what I did, which was switch to Patriot Mobile. You can do it right now. And if you use the promo code Todd, you will get free activation and a free gift. And even more exciting, veterans, first responders, you will save even more money. Switching is incredibly easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Again, that website address, patriotmobile.com/Todd. Well, you know, we've been talking for quite some time about parents taking a stand. And if nothing else, the China virus pandemic has illustrated to many parents around the country what is going on in their child's classroom. And now you have school districts that are demanding that children mask up. Well, I told you yesterday on the program about a group of moms, fierce moms here in Memphis, Tennessee, and in this area who are standing up and fighting back. And we're very excited to have three of those moms with us in studio to illustrate how difficult a situation it is. And the volatile political climate here in Memphis, we are not going to share their last names because these folks would come under attack, and we don't want that to happen. We're very excited to have Carrie, Bethany, and Christine with us. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You know, Carrie, I want to start with you. What was this like, getting involved, getting out there and saying, you know what, we've got to do something, we've got to stand up for our kids?
You know, honestly, from a long-term perspective, you think, surely this isn't going to affect us personally. Surely this is not going to come into the town, you know, that we live in, because we're an exception, right? We pay different taxes, and we choose to go to a different school. It's a choice, right? And so the oppression of the enforcement of the mask has been long coming. And to really, you know, talk to other people and then realize that it's not going anywhere and we're not going to have a choice, really, is teaching myself and my daughter that, you know, we have to come together and we have to stand up for what we believe in, right?
No, that makes sense. And again, I think, you know, Bethany, I think Carrie has a good point here, is that you don't expect this to happen in your community. This is something that happens in New York City or Chicago.
I agree. And I think the difference for me has been last year, all of this was new. We didn't really understand the virus. We were all afraid in the beginning. And then as the data has come out, we're seeing that all of this is so unnecessary and it's causing so much more harm than it is good. And I'm just done with it. I want my children to be able to go to school and to meet friends and to learn in an environment where they're comfortable, they can breathe freely, they can meet other people, they can see their teachers' faces. I have high schoolers, and the sad thing is we've homeschooled. This will be our 11th year homeschooling, and this is even affecting us. So many people have asked me, why do you care about this fight? You homeschool. I'm like, I know I do, but my kids go to a homeschool co-op. They go to a classes, and the church where they are taking these classes is now requiring them to wear masks because of this unlawful Shelby County health mandates.
Now, that is an interesting component here because it is impacting a lot of churches and even Christian schools. One of the things we were sharing with our listeners earlier, Beth Moore, the Bible study teacher, is lashing out today and telling people, you better mask up. This is your Christian responsibility to wear a face mask. How do you respond to that, ladies?
I say it's everything. We have freedom. We have liberty in Jesus Christ. And we have the freedom and the precious and the unique responsibility to take care of our families and our children. And it's our decision. If we continue to listen to the government or to health departments or to boards of education on how to raise our children, where does it end? And where is the end of it?
Christine, I want to bring you into this discussion. Was this difficult to speak out and to stand up and take a public stand?
I think it was initially. I've never done anything like this before. We're new to the area. We moved here last summer in the midst of this pandemic, and we had no idea what we were in store for. And my daughter was a rising ninth grader. We were excited. We heard great things about the school. And within a few weeks of starting, the school was shut down. My daughter took a nosedive as far as her personality. She was depressed and anxious. This has just been a big ordeal for us, and it's not anything that we even expected. So it's a...
I'm curious, what are you guys hearing from your kids and from their classmates? What is it like having to wear that face mask all the time? Just jump in. Mm-hmm.
So this morning, getting ready for school, I had to tell her that you have to wear the mask today because they're going to send you home. And I gave her an option. And my child is very, very resilient. She's so happy. She loves her friends. She wants to be at school. She loves to learn. And as I was doing her hair, tears just started coming down her face. And she said, "But Mom, when we left school last year, we didn't have to wear a mask. I haven't had to wear one all summer." She said, "When we go into restaurants, we don't have to wear masks." And I told her, I said, "It's your choice today." I said, "You get to decide today what you want to do." I said, "But if I send you to school with no mask, that you're going to have to come home."
Mm. Ladies?
My kids are getting stronger about this, but initially it was, we don't want to be different. We don't want to rock the boat because it's hard when you're a teenager and you're in high school and you're in a small environment. You don't want to be the one that stands out. But now they're becoming stronger, and they're seeing our fight, and they're willing to fight too.
You know, it's interesting. There was another component of all of this. Not only so, if you show up at school in Memphis, Tennessee, you do not have a mask, they're going to first of all isolate your child. They will call the parent, so they would call you to come and pick your child up. But they also said, and this is from the reporting of WMC TV, that they would then notify the health department that your child was not wearing a face mask. I mean, how disturbing is that to you, Christine, as a parent?
Very disturbing. My first question is, what will they do with those names? And my child is a minor. Why does she need to be on a list going to the health department? What is that going to mean? What are they going to do with it? Yeah. My healthy child is going to be on a list going to the health department. And what are they going to do with that? Are they going to call me? Are they going to do something with her?
It does make you wonder what the point of all of this is, Carrie.
In my personal opinion, the point of it is it's control, it's power, it's fear.
Mm-hmm. Fear.
It's a lot of fear. And to, you know, instill that in our children at young ages, it's very disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, I pick up on the fear. I mean, we were having a conversation before coming on the air about sharing last names. I mean, it's that kind of, I mean, this is the culture that the Democrats have created in this part of the country, mm-hmm. where if you speak out, there is a price to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, athletics, because it is incredibly warm. We were trying to explain this to our listeners in Portland, Maine. It gets hot here in Memphis. And I'm curious about sports. What are they telling the students about athletics and being able to play outdoors while wearing that face mask? Anybody want to take that one?
Go ahead.
So what I've read and heard from other mothers who their children are in high school, that they were told yesterday if they did not wear the mask, they would not be able to participate in sports. They would not be able to have games. Everything would be canceled. So, again, more fear instilled in the kids to put the mask back on.
I want to ask Bethany this question. What is the encouragement for other moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas? We have a lot of listeners. Over 115 radio stations carry this program. What is the message to moms and dads across the country?
Oh, my goodness. We were just talking about that out there. We have got to stand up. And it starts so small, just talking to your friends and posting stuff on social media. And I've been so afraid to do that in the past because of the backlash. But if we don't do something, who is? We cannot stand by and let the other side control the narrative. If we don't stand up, then nobody will. And we mm-hmm. are the ones that are given this right by the Lord to care for our children. And we are the only ones that love them like this.
And for me, one of the most refreshing things has been finding out that I'm not the only one out there yes. that feels this way. I've always been quiet. I've never stood up. I've always sat back with my arms folded, letting everyone else do the dirty work, letting everyone else go out and talk and be seen and be heard. And as of this past weekend, I am in it full force, and I can't believe all the parents that have come out in support.
And look, this is so vitally important. We actually had Congressman Chuck Fleischmann scheduled for this time slot. We have Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up and Nancy Mace, Congresswoman. And we had to tell the congressman, we got to bump you, Congressman, because we – but it's your voices are more important, ladies, because this is where the change is going to happen. And, Christine, you're right. A lot of people feel like they're all by themselves. And that's one of the reasons we bought this radio station, KWAM, to give conservatives a voice. Mm-hmm. And it did my heart good this morning. I was driving in, listening to our morning show, and all these people calling in and shouting their objections to what the school district is trying to force their kids to do. You ladies are making a difference in Memphis because of that. So
I hope so. That's all we want to do.
All right. Well, we've got to take a break here and pay some bills. So I want you to hang tight. We're going to bring in another guest to help us understand what we can do in our communities to fight back on these mask mandates. And folks, it's not going to stop at the public schools. They're going to come after our businesses again. They're going to shut down the restaurants, and we've got to be prepared when that happens. So look, we're going to open up the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. What are you doing in your neighborhoods? Are you guys mobilizing in your communities? 844-747-8868. Our live show blog over at toddstearns.com, and of course, links to all of our social media platforms as well. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
All right, hello, America. Welcome back. Hanging out here, enjoying the air conditioning on this very warm day in the South. This is the Todd Stearns radio program, and we're so excited to have a group of Memphis residents who are taking a stand. They're fighting back, and they are a courageous bunch because, folks, we are controlled by Democrats, and the Democrats in this city are a mean and nasty bunch. And I don't mean, look, I just call it like it is. Last night they had a county commissioner by the name of Tammy Sawyer, a black woman. And this woman is a racist. And it's a terrible thing to say, but she's got a problem with white people. And she was actually berating citizens who were standing up and are very concerned about these mask mandates. And she was calling them racist. She was calling a group of conservative women, Confederate women. And I got to tell you something, had a white commissioner behaved that way towards black citizens, it would have been national news. There would literally be marches down Beale Street. Don Lemon would be broadcasting from Poplar Avenue if this had been a reverse of the races. So I sent Ms. Sawyer a message. Just because a citizen disagrees with you does not make them a racist. And she needs to understand that concept. But all that to say, for these ladies to speak out is a very bold and courageous thing. I'm also excited to introduce you to one of our local conservative activists here who is fighting the good fight, Bob Hendry. Bob, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be here today.
You know, when you see these ladies and when you see other people here in the South mobilizing, that must do your heart good.
Oh, it does my heart great good. About a year ago, I dusted off the Tennessee Constitution. Article 1, Section 1 begins with the line, "All power is vested in the people." And we have the best constitution of any state, according to Thomas Jefferson at the time, as he analyzed it. And for a long time now, we have been under the oppression of a government that no longer represents the people who put them in office. And it's time for us to turn some of those things around. And if we don't do it, it won't happen.
And there's really no polite way to say this, but the governor of Tennessee, a Republican, Bill Lee, he is no Ron DeSantis.
No,
this is a guy who leads from behind. And unfortunately, he is not willing to. I mean, he says he does not have control over what happens in this county. And that may be true, but he could still be here fighting the fight and mobilizing the citizens to stand up to this tyranny, this local tyranny.
Mm-hmm. He could, but it's an interesting game that's being played right now by our elected representatives in the assembly and the governor, as well as members of the county commission and the health department. This is a big game of political hot potato. Nobody wants to touch it or accept responsibility for making a decision.
Yeah, and I was shocked. When I moved back here, I was shocked by that. I mean, it seems as though there's this idea among some Republicans just to be quiet, get along. We don't want to upset our business contracts with the city. And as a result, you've got all of us living under oppressive regimes.
Yeah, and you know, one of the questions last night that came up in the county commission meeting was, you know, to expand the mask mandate from just the schools to the entire population, and they had to table that and take it back to committee because it came under so much opposition, and they really don't know how to do it or how to enforce it.
We are here in studio with Bob Hendry, a local conservative activist, also moms Bethany and Christine. Guys, I want to go to the phones. We're bringing in a caller. This is John, listening to us on radio station KROF in Lafayette, Louisiana. John, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for having me. Just wanted to share a success story. So I hail from Texas, and one of the largest school districts are mandating masks in Texas. And our local school district, the parents showed up last night at a school district meeting and said, not no, but hell no. And masks are still optional at my kids' school. So it's people like the ladies on your show today that are having the backbone and the courage, and it's tough to do, but stand up. I mean, we are the people. They serve us at our pleasure, not themselves. And school boards and government have just way too much power these days. So keep up the good fight, everybody.
Well said. John, thanks for the call there, and thank you for listening to us. Appreciate all of our listeners down in Cajun country. ladies, I think this really is inspirational for all of our listeners around the country, because you took a stand, and you guys are not veteran political operatives. You took a stand.
That's right.
That's so true. I mean, we went to the Carville School Board meeting was 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We went to the school board mm-hmm. meeting. Bob spoke. Carrie spoke. I was there supporting. Mm-hmm. And they came away with masks are optional. And everybody was happy with that. I feel the parents on either side win if we say masks are optional.
Agreed.
We get to choose if our child wears a mask, and you get to choose if your child wears a mask.
All right, real quick, Bob, where can people go if they want to get information about what you guys are doing? Maybe they have questions about how they can mobilize in their communities. Where can they go to get that info?
We've set up a website to help facilitate that. Now, it's just a brand new one, so it's got some growing to do, but it is faces4, and that's the number 4, not the word 4, faces4freedom.com. Faces the number 4 freedom.com, and we have a really good resources page that is being built on that page right now.
All right, we will post a link to that on our live show blog, folks, so if you want to check that out, you can. Ladies, gentlemen, thank you for coming in today. This has been a lot of fun, and I know that y'all have really encouraged a lot of people out there to take a stand. It's going to be a long fight, but yes. I think we're going to win this thing. I really do. All right, folks, we've got to wrap it up there, take a break, and catch up on the top of the hour news. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up, also Congresswoman Nancy Mace. And your calls as well. A couple of lines open, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. And if you want more info on Bob's website, go to our website, toddstearns.com. We've got that in the live show blog. We'll be right back, America.
T
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, pardon me. My Snapple went down the wrong way. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us. Grace Baker, I have a problem here, and I need an answer.
Oh, no.
Now,
I'll
you
try.
Know that I don't ask a lot of the staff here on the program.
Yes.
You know, I get my own dry cleaning, all that kind of whatnot.
True.
But we're getting ready for the show. And so I was ordering, you know, normally we will order lunch.
Sure.
And so we ordered from my favorite local deli, did we not?
Yes.
And I ordered a Snapple. And you have two choices for the Snapple, right? You have the peach or the lemon.
Okay.
And I always go for the peach.
Both respectable, but yes.
So I, and I love Snapple. So I took a swig of the Snapple right before the segment. And it almost came back up. So, I thought maybe the peach Snapple had gone bad.
That doesn't look like a peach on the logo.
It's kiwi strawberry. This is disgusting.
I'm not a big kiwi fan.
Yeah, it's not
That's
good.
That's disappointing.
Anyway,
you think you're getting something.
All that to say, my apologies, ladies and gentlemen. It is what it is. So I swallowed wrong. So welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Lot going on today, of course. Governor Andrew Cuomo is out. And he is resigning, but he's going to stay in office for another 14 days. You've got about 18 or 19 Republicans who sided with the Democrats to advance this infrastructure bill. And you got a lot of people angry at the Republicans right now. I want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have with us Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Congresswoman, good to have you on the show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, as always, for having me back on.
So we just had on this segment, we broadcast our show. Our headquarters is in Memphis, Tennessee. And, of course, the Democrats who control this city are imposing these mask mandates. And we just had a group of moms on this program who are fighting back. And, Congresswoman, I think this is what you have illustrated to people up on Capitol Hill within your own party, that you've got to stand and you got to fight.
Absolutely. You've got to stand. You've got to fight back. The government and school districts should not be making these decisions for parents. We as moms and dads should be able to make the decision for our children based on whether or not we're in a hot spot, whether or not we're vaccinated. We get the chance and the opportunity to make healthcare decisions for our kids. And I think that's the biggest difference. People, we want to be safe. We want to be healthy, but we don't should not have the government telling us what to do or wear on our face is a very slippery slope. I know that I'll make that decision when my kids go back to school based on the data that we have in conjunction with their dad and our doctor, right? That's our decision, not the government.
But the fact of the matter is, you know, I mean, are we supposed to listen to the government or do we follow Barack Obama's guidance? Because when he's out partying or Rashida Tlaib, they don't wear the face masks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they want to chide, you know, Rand Paul for not wearing a mask, and then they're going and having these massive, heavily attended events not wearing masks. And I think that the hypocrisy in all of this and the lack of true scientific data is why people are so skeptical about what the government is advising, because the government isn't following its own rules.
Look, it's a fair point you raise, and I think a lot of people see that as hypocrisy. You know, the government is telling us, oh, this is a horrible pandemic. And yet, at the same time, they're leaving the borders wide open and they're allowing people to come in who are infected with the virus. And folks are looking right at this, and Congresswoman, they're like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, the American citizens, if you're going to Mexico and traveling back home from your vacation, you have to have a negative COVID test. Do you think they are making hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants at the border get a test, wear a mask, and be negative before they cross over illegally? No, they do not. And we know this. And it's all, you know, I'm old enough to remember, as are you, when they said that, you know, former President Trump was authoritarian for signing off on the executive, on too many executive orders. But here we are. You know, Nancy Pelosi wants to arrest you if you're not wearing a mask. They want to put these mandates on people, yet not follow the mandates themselves. That is a definition, the very definition of authoritarian.
Well, again, and I think this is why it's so vitally important for states to stand up. State lawmakers, governors, legislatures, they're going to have to stand in the gap here and stop the federal government from coming in and dictating what happens in those local school districts.
Yeah, and they're politicizing what is a serious pandemic. And it's not just Republicans that are getting COVID. There are Democrats getting COVID, too. There are Democrats that are not vaccinated. The politicization of literally everything to do with this illness is another reason why people are so skeptical. And Dr. Fauci continues to not tell people the truth. And the CDC, they were given $42 billion last year. Is there a single study on masks in schools and the prevention of spreading COVID? There's not, right? It's a great disservice to the American people. We're not putting our people first.
Well said. Well said. Congresswoman, we're going to have to leave it there. We do appreciate you coming on the program, and thanks for fighting the good fight.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day.
All right, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, ladies and gentlemen. And she is right about that. Oh, I got to read this to you. A school board member in Oklahoma, this is Norman, Oklahoma, Norman Public Schools, the school board member, Linda Sexton is the school board member. And I want to read the quote to you. She's very upset about small children not wearing the face burkas. Again, school board member Linda Sexton. Grace, what is the school board member's name?
Linda Sexton.
Linda Sexton. Here's what Miss Sexton has to say about little children who do not wear face masks. It's not just okay for kids to commit murder by coming to school without a mask. No, I'm serious. This is the exact quote from Linda Sexton. It's just not okay for kids to commit murder by coming to school without a mask. And when it comes down to it, it's possible. They will cause a death of another child because they come to school without a mask. That's not okay. You see, this is why you need the school resource officers. You know, a lot of the liberal school board members, they want to get rid of the school resource officers, but you're going to need them because when a kid sneezes at Norman Elementary School, they're going to need somebody to pounce on the child and throw them into jail for, you know, trying to kill somebody with their sneeze. Or heaven forbid, a little boy, a little first grade boy, and Grace Baker, you know this happens, a little first grade boy, pulls a booger out of his nose and puts it on a little girl.
Ew.
And she's got the cooties.
Well, you know what they say. You can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
That is true. The more you know, ladies and gentlemen, on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm telling you, this is what we do. It is what it is.
This is ridiculous.
So you got to know, there've got to be hall monitors now. And they're just wandering around seeing who is sneezing on other children, and they're going to file charges.
You know, when I go shopping, I'm afraid to sneeze. Like, just, you know, it's that time of year in Memphis that, like you said, the air is so thick and the pollen, and, you know, you got to sneeze sometimes. Well, if you sneeze in public, people look at you, well, like you got the coronavirus.
Have you noticed that? I've noticed that as well.
I was going to say the plague, but now it's the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's so annoying. You know, I'm scared to sneeze. You try to hold back a sneeze, and then it's even worse. It's terrible.
Oh, I just have at it. I don't know what it is.
You want to get people away from you.
Can I just, I've wanted to talk about this subject for a long time now, Grace, and I haven't figured out how to broach the subject.
Well, there you go.
I noticed, I guess when I turned 50, which was 3 years ago, normally when I sneezed, before I turned 50, when I sneezed, it was just like, you know, achoo, you know?
Yes.
And just like a small sneeze. It wasn't very loud is what I'm trying to get at. But no. Achoo. Achoo.
Oh, that's a manly one.
Right, that's okay, a manly. Okay, it was a man. Look, it was a manly sneeze.
Okay.
But it wasn't a loud sneeze. But I've noticed since I turned 50, I've got the old man sneeze.
The one where you feel like your brains are going to come
out
of your head?
Yes, it's just a massive sneeze.
It's just like an explosion.
I mean, it'll rattle the windows. And you know
that's
the time. You know, because, you know, if you're
my
in church, yeah, you hear some old guy sneezing.
Yes.
So one day I'm sitting around, I'm like, holy cow, I'm the old guy. I've got the old guy sneeze.
You're that guy now.
So I asked my doctor about this.
Like this doesn't happen to women either, by the way. It's just men.
You know, we ought to just set up a camera in my doctor's office because some of the questions I ask.
Oh, no.
So the guy, I was trying to explain this to him. I said, you know, he says, well, you know, how are you feeling? I said, well, I'm really fine, but I got a problem here. I said, I sneeze really loud. And he says, is that a problem? And he doesn't. I said, you know, I used to not sneeze that loud, but now I do.
You just get louder with age.
And I saw him jotting down some notes, and I don't think there were positive notes.
Maybe because you can't hear as well, so you have to sneeze louder in order to...
I don't know. I am curious, though, if anybody else has noticed that. Have you noticed a change in the volume of your sneeze?
I'm still thinking about the first graders, those little boys. Jeez. They were the worst.
Oh, they're terrible. They're nasty.
I'm going to touch you in my booger.
Oh, you experience that.
No, I have brothers.
So you know.
I know.
All right.
Boys are gross.
All right. Look, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Thank you, Grace Baker, for that. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Man, I love beef. I really love beef. But I can't eat a lot of beef anymore. I got to eat chicken. But that's okay because our buddies over at GoodRanchers.com, they've got me covered. Because not only do they have great steak, they also have great chicken. GoodRanchers.com, ladies and gentlemen, all of the meat and the poultry they sell comes from American ranchers, American farms. And they've been traveling all over America. They've been literally meeting with every farmer that provides the steak and the chicken that's going to end up on your dining room table. The steak's USDA choice and prime. The chicken, delicious, 100% natural. All the products come individually wrapped, so you don't have to worry about, you know, what am I going to do with 30 pounds of chicken? By the way, you can do it this way. You can either buy one time just to give it a sample, or you can do what I do and just subscribe. And when you do the subscription, you're going to save 20% with every purchase. That means you're going to get great steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. And that's pretty darn good. So here's what I want you to do. Go to goodranchers.com/Todd. That's goodranchers.com/Todd. Use my first name as the promo code, T-O-D-D, and you're going to get $20 off, plus you're going to get free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd. Use the promo code, Todd. All right, let's get to the phones. Portland, Maine. Aaron's been holding on for a while, W-L-O-B. Aaron, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
First off, I just want to say thank you to those three ladies for coming on air and being very courageous and sharing their story. I feel as though that needs to be spread wide and far. So thank you, ladies, for standing up and making a difference in your local area. The next thing I'd like to say is, people need to understand that the mainstream media is hiding things from you and lying to you. And I would please encourage you, I am begging you, please, to look at some other sources. I will say this should bother every American. I don't care what your race, creed, color, religion, political stance. It does not matter. There is a video that happened that is going around. If you were to go on Rumble, and over the weekend in Portland, Oregon, a group of Christians were at a gathering, and Antifa thugs came in full riot gear. A group of about 20 individuals, and they threw tear gas and concussion grenades and rotten eggs into a group of women and children. Now, I don't care where you stand. That is wrong. It is wrong. There was, just so people are aware what's going on, there was a police officer nearby, and he did nothing. Now, there is more to this video and more to this story, but I'm going to let people start to question as though that didn't happen. So I encourage you, go to Rumble, look it up. You will see the act of violence that is happening. That should not happen to anybody in this country.
No, well, no, Aaron, it should not happen. And look, the problem here is you've got police officers who've been told to stand down. I mean, we're talking about Portland, Oregon here, and the reality is that a lot of those police officers don't want to put their pensions on the line to protect the citizens from groups like Antifa when they themselves could end up in jail for doing their jobs, and that is a problem. But people, you're right, people do need to wake up to these mandates, and we need to understand that this is about control. This is about shutting down the country. This is about shutting down our freedom so that we can move towards a socialist nation. That's what this is all about. Aaron, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. Have you heard about this story out of Colorado, the Colorado Rockies? So one of the fans was apparently was yelling out. They've got a mascot there called Dinger, D-I-N-G-E-R, Dinger. That's the Rockies mascot. And so anyway, the guy was yelling out the mascot's name. Somebody thought he was yelling out the N-word. And so people went bonkers. As a matter of fact, the Colorado Rockies issued a statement. The Rockies are disgusted by the racial slur by a fan directed at the Marlins' Lewis Brinson during the ninth inning of today's game. Although the subject was not identified prior to the end of the game, the Rockies are still investigating the incident. The Rockies have zero tolerance for any form of racism or discrimination. Any fan using derogatory language of any kind will be ejected and banned from Coors Field. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Well, it turned out not to be true. And so the Colorado, no, the guy wasn't uttering a racial slur. It turns out he was yelling out for the team mascot, Dinger. Hey, Dinger! That doesn't sound racist, right? I don't think it does. Dinger! Hello, Dinger! No, that doesn't sound racist to me at all. So the Colorado Rockies had to issue another statement. Oopsie, our bad. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to call you a racist. I hope the guy sues. I mean, the entire nation thinks this poor guy's a racist. He was just trying to be nice to the mascot. So now, Marlins outfielder Lewis Brinson is weighing in on all of this. And so now, Lewis Brinson says, yeah, I keep hearing the N-word. So, this, you know, you just can't make this up. The guy should be an Atlanta Braves fan, but, you know, they've got their own issues, you know, with the Indian thing, you know. It is what it is. All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Dinger! Dinger! Grace, I got to ask you. I want to go back to this Colorado Rockies story. I don't see where the Colorado Rockies are now acknowledging they made a mistake, that the guy was not yelling a racial slur.
At least they're admitting their mistake.
But the baseball player still says nope, 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 nope. That was the N-word.
They've already made up their narratives. They're not changing.
Dinger, dinger.
Well, if they think that's racist, maybe they need to change the name of their mascot. That's all I'm saying. If you think saying, hey, Dinger is racist.
What is a dinger? Do we know?
See, I think of like a dingo. I don't know.
Well, I don't.
It's not. I'm just saying dinger. What is? I'm looking at
Siri, what is a dinger?
Producer Kyle says it's a home run. See, I don't know much about baseball.
Is that it? So he's a dinger. So, it is. Well, it's a home run or a thing outstanding of its kind. Oh. By golly, ain't that a dinger?
Well, no, that's what it says. Mascot? A home run is your mascot?
Well, I mean, it is baseball. But what do you want to call your Bruce?
Yeah.
Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. Hey, Bruce.
Freedom. I don't know.
The Memphis Grizzlies NBA team, their mascot's Grizz. And then Super Grizz when he's in superhero
which makes no sense because there aren't any Grizzlies in Memphis.
But we're ferocious like a bear. Well, you know, it originally was a Vancouver.
I know, Vancouver. And then you got Ole Miss, and they've completely screwed everything over there.
I don't know what their mascot is. I call them the Land Sharks.
I thought it was, we don't have Sharks. That's the problem. It's, you know.
They're the Rebels.
They're the Rebels.
Now they got the Bear.
But they used to have Colonel Reb.
Everyone still calls them. That's still their mascot.
And but they banned it because I say he's a white racist. He's a slave owner. I say.
Unofficially, that's their mascot still. Everyone I know calls them the Ole Miss Rebels.
And they used to play Dixie, and it used to be really fun going to the games.
I went to the game where they beat Alabama and tore down the goalpost.
Now wait a second. Did they? They were the Black Bears, so they went from
it's confusing.
So they went from Colonel Reb to the Black Bears.
Which nobody calls them that.
And then they're the Land Sharks.
So the Land Sharks, to my limited knowledge, it means they're like sharks on defense, like they're on the hunt.
So yeah, but
land
a shark.
Sharks.
But technically the shark has a white belly, right?
Yes.
So they got rid of a black bear for a white-bellied fish.
It's kind of like with the University of Auburn. It's not like their actual mascot. Like, you got War Eagle. It's like their war cry, but it's not their mascot. You got War Eagle, and then you got the tiger. And it's too many. This is why I like the University of Memphis. It's just a tiger. We're a tiger. That's it.
We were doing a story years ago on weird mascots or names for teams, and one of the top schools was Presbyterian College. And they're the Blue Hose. So who names their football team after pantyhose?
It's terrible.
It is a bad name.
That's really bad.
I mean, Blue.
Can you imagine going to those games? Jeez. Yeah, I don't know. People just need to keep it simple. But nobody calls Ole Miss the Black Bears. They just call them the Rebs.
Interesting. I mean, it's unfortunate what's happening at Ole Miss. Because, you know, sooner or later, they're going to stop calling it Ole Miss. Because Ole Miss... Wow, that's what they called it back in the slave years. Ole Miss.
Well, again.
Wow, that's racist. I say racist.
Maybe you should just be their new mascot.
Oh, I'd love to be the new mascot. I'd wear
aren't you a Tennessee fan?
Big white suit with a white brimmed hat. I say.
You'd have baby dog with you.
Sweet mercy, America. Sweet mercy, Ole Miss. Jeez-a-loo, Ole Miss. I say.
Now, I'm trying to figure out what your accent is there. Are you trying to be like baby dog? Or are you trying to do...
baby dog.
Man, do we still...
Where is Governor Baby Dog?
Governor Baby Dog?
We haven't heard from him in a long time.
I don't even remember what state or anything the guy's
West
from.
Virginia, West Governor Jim Justice.
There it is. And I just remember his dog, though. That's what I'm saying. I just remember the dog. I don't remember the person. Because the dog's just sitting there like, oh, yeah, I'm getting paid to be here.
It's terrible. Oh, we got it? Oh, we got to listen to this.
If you won't do it for your family,
yes,
you've got to get vaccinated for Baby Dog.
Yes, sir. You got to get vaccinated for Baby Doll. Baby Doll's my little sweet baby doll.
Like this big, fat, like, English bulldog just sitting there, like, drool dripping down.
He eats fried chicken. Come on, man. Get him some butter. He wants to lick on a butter stick. He's my baby doll.
How did we even get to this?
I have no earthly idea.
Oh, mascots in the Rockies.
So, there you go. I just don't hear it. But I guess if you're some people, that's all you hear is racism. Yeah. Oh, that's my Beth Moore impression.
I was more thinking your Kamala Harris.
By the way, we have the audio of the school board member from Oklahoma. You guys got to hear this.
It's insane to send 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 all the way up through 11-year-olds that don't have a choice about vaccine. To sit in a classroom where people can spread a deadly disease and not even know they're sick, and not even know that in 3 days they're going to be sick, but they're spreading it today because that's the way it works, this disease. Just makes me furious that we're in this position. If I were a parent of a young child, I don't know what I would do. But I don't think we should put our parents in that position. And if there's any way between now and the beginning of school that we can get this changed, I hope we can, because it's just not okay for kids to commit murder by coming to school without a mask. And when it comes down to it, it's possible. They will cause a death of another child because they come to school without a mask. That's not okay. I don't know what we can do about it, but I hope it's something. We've got to think hard and we've got to think fast. Thanks.
Folks, I mean, really? Really? But people really believe this. This is a grown woman on a school board who is telling America that little children will kill their classmates if they go to school with the China virus. We are completely ignoring the fact that 99% of the people in this country who get COVID survive. We don't want to talk about the facts. We just want to terrify people. That's all we want to do. And it's really unfortunate, but that's where we are. Hey, this story out of Atlanta. All you folks listening to us on WDUN, this is why you don't live in Atlanta. A parent has filed a federal complaint against her child's school, alleging it segregated classes based on race. Now, this is a doozy. The Atlanta Public School System confirmed that it wrapped up its investigation into the allegations and that it turned out to be true. The parent, by the name of Kyla Posey, says she can't believe a principal thought separating students by race was a good idea. Now, here's what you need to understand about Ms. Posey. She is a minority. The principal of the school is a minority. And the principal, Ms. Briscoe, is the one who put this into practice at Mary Lynn Elementary School. Ms. Posey said it was just disbelief that I was having a conversation in 2020 with a person that looks just like me, a black woman. It's segregating classrooms. You can't segregate classrooms. You can't do it. So the way the black principal segregated the classes, she put all the black kids in classes and all the white kids in other classes. Grace, at some point, is somebody not saying, wait a second, I think this may be against federal law?
Yeah, like, it makes my head spin. Why?
Unbelievable.
Stupidity.
The parent said that when she found out, she let the principal know that she wanted her black child placed in the classroom of a teacher she thought would be a good fit. But the principal said that would not work. She's not teaching one of the black classes.
Oh, my gosh.
The parent said, what does that mean? She that says, terrible. We have those in school now? Unbelievable.
Going backwards, folks.
So she insisted that her child be placed in a class with white students. And the principal said, well, your kid's going to feel isolated.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she told the principal that basically gave her the what for and said, this is illegal and unethical. And she recorded the entire conversation, which is now part of a federal lawsuit. And the administrator, so she went to the administrator of the school. She's still got her camera rolling, or her videotape rolling. And the school administrator confirmed that the principal made the decision to separate the white kids from the black kids and said, quote, I just wish we had more black kids. And then some of them are in a class because of the services they need. Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
How has nobody stepped in and go, whoa, wait a minute.
So
no one see the problem here.
Mrs. Posey has filed a discrimination complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. So
like, it's not funny, but it is funny because it's just like, how?
These people are idiots. Idiots. But this is where we are right now.
Surrounded by idiots.
So speaking of idiots, can we talk about this Beth Moore situation here? I mean, she is like a beloved figure.
Oh, yeah.
With it, but she's kind of gone off the rails. You know, she got infected early on with Trump derangement syndrome. And she really went wackadoodle crazy on
us. And she never got the cure.
No, it's not good. So Beth Moore is out there tweeting, to all of you Christians who do not wear face masks. She says, and this is a lengthy tweet, and it's getting a lot of play here on the social media pages. She says, if we are in Christ, it is unconscionable for us to in any way politicize the virus. What on earth are we doing? Our signs are not more important than our lives. We are Jesus people called to serve sacrificially. For the love of God, we've got to love our neighbors, even our enemies. For all of our Jesus talk, where on the ever-loving earth is our Jesus walk? If you are not a Christian, I'm not talking to you, but if you are, Jesus wasn't playing when he called us to a whole different ethic from the world. We're not loud mouth boasters, we're servants. Stare in the face of what some of you are saying. My rights are more important than your life. Sorry, not sorry. First of all, Mrs. Moore, nobody's saying that. Let me continue. If you're not going to get vaccinated, for the love of God, put a mask on in public places with vulnerable people. Go ahead and unfollow me. I don't care. Follow Jesus. You sorry so-and-sos. No, I'm not making this up. This is Beth Moore. So my question to all of you Christians out there, really? This is one of the Christian leaders in America? This sounds like a very angry, bitter person. That's what that sounds like. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back. Let's go to the phone. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Adam is on the line. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I just heard a request from you to call in from Cedar Rapids, and I thought I would do that for you.
Well, Adam, how are things in Cedar Rapids?
Well, you know, it's been a year since the derecho. There's a lot of events for it today. Things are good, though.
Well, that's good, and we're excited because we are, of course, broadcasting not just in Waterloo, but also in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Adam, I'm curious, around Cedar Rapids, are folks masking up, or are they just getting on with their lives?
It's a split. A lot of the governments have gone back to mandates, but it seems like just on the individual level, there's not as much masking as before.
Well, no, well, that's good. I mean, I think people are tired of this and they're ready to get on with things. But Adam, we do want to welcome all of our new listeners to KRQN. That's 107.1 FM there in Cedar Rapids. And of course, our good friends over at KXEL in Waterloo. But if you're listening to us, if you want to listen to us live in Cedar Rapids, you can do it at 107.1 FM KRQN. Adam, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send Adam a little gift in the mail for being one of our first callers from our new affiliate there in Cedar Rapids. So welcome aboard, and look forward to hearing from more of our listeners from the Heartland. By the way, we've got some interesting video posted on our website. I don't know if you guys have seen this, out of Paris, where I got to tell you, God love the French. They are standing up and fighting for their freedom. The French are behaving more like Americans than we are. But the video that we have on our website shows police in Paris patrolling cafes, and they're going table to table, and they're asking people to show their vaccine passports. These police officers are armed, and we do not know what happens to people that do not have the vaccine papers. We don't know if they're thrown in jail. We don't know what happens to them, but all I can tell you is if I were you, I would not vacation in gay Paris, as they say. Also, this item, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that Florida could withhold salaries of any school leaders who institute mask mandates. You know, I love this guy. I wish more Republican governors behaved like Ron DeSantis. Talking about you, Bill Lee, governor of Tennessee. Got to lead from the front of the line, not the back. Got to do it. So good for you, governor. Good for the good people there in Florida. Simone Biles. Wow. You know, I never got so much hate mail from conservative millennials, and liberals went after me because I was critical of Simone Biles for, well, anyway, we're not going to rehash that, but I will say this. Now she's coming out and she's announcing that she's very much pro-abortion. And she says that she is very much pro-abortion as someone who is in the foster care system. She opened up about her beliefs on Instagram, and she says, I know this is going to start the biggest argument and may even lose followers, but I'm very much pro-choice. Your body, your choice. Yeah, try telling that to the vaccine crowd. So there you go. Also, for everyone who's going to say, just put it up for adoption, it's not that easy. And coming from someone who is in the foster care system, trust me, adoption is expensive, I'm just saying. So there you have it, Simone Biles, Olympic darling. Yeah, you know, it's just a baby, kill the thing. Yeah, what do we care? Yeah, you know, it doesn't. Yeah, you may want to adopt the baby, but it's too expensive. So just, kill the baby. That's Simone Biles, your Olympic darling. Go ahead and celebrate, America. Geez a Lou. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up today. Big show tomorrow, and we'll try to get Marjorie Taylor Greene back on. We had a little bit of a hiccup there. Get out there. Be good, America.